The Bank of North Dakota was set up in 1919 by a bunch of farmers, Norwegian and Swedish farmers that barely spoke English. They didn't want to have anything to do with any kind of socialist organizing. But then when they realized that they were actually losing their farms to the Wall Street banks, which were connected to the railroads, which are connected to the granaries weren't taking their grain, even though it was perfectly good grain. The Wall Street bankers were trying to get their farms. And when they realized that, they decided they wanted to keep their money in the state and have their own collective granary. Now they have the Bank of North Dakota, which is basically a socialist institution in a very Republican state, and they still have the state-owned granary.